Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
A school in County Wexford has had to close its classes to a number of students due to the ongoing school secretaries and caretakers strike. Goree Community School is the largest school in the country. It has 1,600 students and it's bringing pupils in on different days as the impact of the strike starts to bite right around the country. We're joined now by Sinead Fox, a parent who has two children in Goree Community School. And Sinead, of course, familiar to listeners of this programme. Her blog is Bumbles of Rice and we've often had chats around parenting bits and bobs. But Sinead, you're struggling a bit this week in your house because you really have been affected by this.
We have. So my sons are in third year and fifth year in Goree Community School. My fifth year went back as normal last Wednesday, but he didn't go to school again till this Wednesday. My third year has only been in school one day yet. He was due to go back last Thursday. So, you know, the school is in dire straits. It's such a big school. We really rely on the support of the secretarial and the caretaking staff to run such a big facility. And the principal has made the decision just to kind of stagger. So we've only had two or three year groups. So today, for example, first years, sixth years and fifth years are in. So my third year is having a little rest again. He's back in Monday. He's only been in one day yet.
And what was the reasoning that you were told why they decided to close the classes? Were they just overwhelmed or what was the communication?
Generally, it's waste. Like, to be fair to the school, there's been a lot of communication. Like, there's been communications every day kind of explaining. But it's really down to waste and toilets. So it comes down to a health and safety issue, which so many things, I think, do these days. But generally, public health. So the caretakers would do things like unblock toilets. You have 1,600 teenagers in a school. You can imagine it can get messy. Leaks, things like that that can't be dealt with. And with that number of people on board, the bins. So you can see how quickly bins fill. If bins aren't being emptied and there's 1,600 people on site, plus you've got, I think, 120 teachers on site as well. So all of those things are just accumulating. So we've actually, in the last 15, 20 minutes, we've gotten an email to say that they're going to attempt to bring everybody in on Monday and kind of see how it goes. Okay. Because at this stage, TYs haven't been in at all. Mm-hmm. Second year, I think, have been in one day as well. Third years have been in one day. So it's just to kind of get some continuity on it.
Yeah, see, it's so disruptive because we're all just back trying to get back into the routine. And for many, like, this is the first full week back. So you're hoping that you'll get through the tiredness that they'll all have and the grumbling and then be back into homework next week. So it is really disruptive, isn't it?
It really is. And you're kind of, you've made plans around it. You've kind of said, right, September now, we'll knuckle down. You'll do this, you'll do that. And you still have your extracurriculars, but you're trying to find who needs to be dropped where, when. Are people in school? Are people not in school? And last week, it was on a day-to-day basis we were finding out. As to what would happen. Nothing is changing. There doesn't seem to be any engagement that's been reported that we can see in relation to the strike. So we're really in limbo. It can't continue. It's really going to impact our kids by not being in school. Mm. And you miss a week in fifth year, that's 3 or 4 hours of honours maths. That's 3 or 4 hours of physics that needs to be made up somewhere. Fifth years are only just, like, I suppose for my fifth year, he's got a lot of new subjects. So you can't just give them work to do, like worksheets, when they don't know the topics to begin with.
Yeah, and it's not like COVID. You're not going to get an allowance for this in the Leaving Cert. That's probably on your mind.
Yeah. That's really on my mind. That's exactly it. And it's only our school. There was another school in Galway that was doing similar, but I understand they've returned. But I suppose as it continues, we're being told now that everyone will go in on Monday, but we don't know what Tuesday will bring, as to how long we'll be able to keep everything.
Yeah, because your school has said to you in that message, haven't they, that you were explaining to us there, that they're going to see how things go. But if it gets too difficult and it's health and safety, these are issues around waste and around the cleanliness of toilets and so on. So, you're very much playing a waiting game now.
Absolutely.
Have they given them work? Have the teachers been giving them work to do?
Some teachers have, but you can understand, say my son has just started physics. He's just started accounting. He can't really be given work to do in a subject that he's never done before. The fifth year, the second year, there's definitely, I've seen things being uploaded to Teams. There's maths homework, there's different subjects, mm-hmm. and that they have been given work to do. So that is something. But they'll fly through that. These kids are off since May, so they're looking forward to getting back into the routine themselves, even to seeing the pals, to just kind of getting set up. And like the ones who are, my child who's in, the days they've been in school, they've been up and ready early. Like they're actually raring to go. They've their lunches made. There's been very little stress in the mornings because they're actually, they want to get in.
Well, they're ready for it, aren't they, after the summer holidays?
Really
and
are,
do you see much engagement online about this?
Well, I'm obsessing about it to try and see. I can see nothing. Like we've been in touch with our local representatives. Our three TDs in Wicklow, Wexford, or Western Wicklow have all gotten back just to say that they're, you know, they're doing something on it. But we can't see anything, and we're, you know, we're absolutely obsessively refreshing social media to see, is there any engagement? We can't see anything. It's just, it can't be left to continue. We, like as parents, we all support our fantastic secretaries and caretakers in the school. We all acknowledge the amount that they do for our children and that they do for the school, and they're a crucial part to the efficient running of the school and the safe running of the school.
Mm-hmm. You just need it fixed. You want the boys
really
back in school.
Absolutely. Let's get them all back in and let's kind of get our September reset done.
All right, Sinead, thanks so much for joining us. That's Sinead Fox, who's two children in Gorey Community School. And the school is going to try and get every class up and running now from Monday and see how it goes. But they have been staggering classes this week, which is difficult for the school, let's not forget. And of course, for parents and students as well. Now, when you go to a GAA match, do you keep the game day programme as a keepsake? Well, we're going to meet the man who has managed to find hundreds of them and compile them into a fantastic new book. Plus, we're going to have the latest on the potential for a second hornet's nest in Cork.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.